Now, to the southwest of France, where a man who pledged allegiance to ISIS has killed three people. His violent rampage began when he hijacked a car. It culminated when he took staff and customers hostage at a supermarket. In addition to the three killed, 16 people were injured, some of them critically. Once they heard gunshots, police stormed the building and killed the attacker. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley walks us through what happened.
Around 11 o'clock this morning, local time, a gunman stormed a supermarket in the tiny town of Trèbes, population 5,000. He shot two customers and held hostages for several hours until a SWAT team stormed the market and killed him. Benoît Lecomte was in the supermarket until he escaped out a back door.
Il avait une arme de poing et un couteau.
He had a pistol and a knife, said Lecomte, and he was yelling and excited. He screamed, Allahu Akbar. He said he was a soldier for ISIS, and he yelled for everyone to get down on the ground. Before attacking the supermarket, the gunman hijacked a car, killing a passenger, and shot at a group of policemen on a morning jog, wounding one. French Interior Minister Gérard Colomb arrived from Paris and identified the attacker.
The terrorist was Radouane Lakhdine. He was a 26-year-old local boy, known for petty crimes and drug dealing. We were watching him because he had some radical tendencies, but we didn't think he was dangerous. And then suddenly he attacked.
France's chief anti-terrorism prosecutor, François Molins, paid tribute to a paramilitary gendarme who took the place of hostages.
Les otages étaient libérés dans le cadre d'une négociation.
Arnaud Beltrame went in and allowed several hostages to be freed, said Molins. He kept his phone on so police outside could hear what was going on. But when the terrorists began shooting the colonel, that's when the SWAT forces went in. Tonight, he is fighting for his life in the hospital. A former member of the French police SWAT team, Daniel Cerdan, explained how the police raid unfolded. In every case, we try to avoid a bloodbath, he said, so we bring out people who can convince the hostage taker to give up the fight. Cerdan said Lakhdine's mother and two sisters came out to help negotiate, but they were unable to persuade him to give himself up. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was still under the threat of terrorism, even though it had changed.
We're no longer in the situation of 2 or 3 years ago when we were facing attacks planned and led from the Iraq-Syrian war zone. That's the difference between war terrorism and today's terrorism, which is mostly dangerous individuals.
French news channels said Lakhdine was born in Morocco, but a French citizen. Neighbors described his family as quiet and hardworking and said there were no indications the son was dangerous before today's tragic events. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.